Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight, I want to talk about something that I expanded into this week. And it's really about, really comes out as how we don't understand the numbers of big, of huge stuff. And what I learned and how I learned it was, is I was at work and we were watching this, and I've watched this throughout the years. And what I'm really watching is people are all excited about something. And let's just use this for an analogy. A contractor gets excited because they got the job and they got the job, but as the job lingers on, the outlay of money and the bid and everything become a different deal because they really start looking at the money. And they're looking at the outlay and looking at the income. However, what it does is takes the focus doing the job. And that's something that I really am expanding into. And it really comes down to us understanding big numbers and the money and all the outlay. And we get too focused on the little stuff in the moment, rather than keeping our eye on the big stuff. And we start making decisions where it costs us money in the end, but it looks good in the moment. But it really doesn't come down to that, because it's really our understanding of the lack of prosperity consciousness. We've never been taught to trust the mystical mistress of the universe and the mystic and the magic and all the stuff in the universe that is there for us. We become too caught up in what we have going on, and we stop doing what we do, but we become ingrained in the pain of a previous memory. And that's where we really have to open up and be careful, is because we never ever get caught up in the making of the money, we get caught up in the losing of the money. And that is something that I know I have, and I really am choosing to experience it in a different way. But it's understanding and enjoying whatever number you put in your head. But money is an energy, and money is something we become fearful about. But here's the thing. How are you afraid to use the word money? Instead, you stay just where you are and stuck right where you are. And everything happens, and we stop doing what we choose to do. But as we go forward in life, and life becomes an entertaining situation, how are you afraid of $100 million? Because I know when I look for a house, I do this, and I allowed my lack of knowledge about money, well, it's not my lack of knowledge, my lack of willpower to do about money, and let that dictate to me what was going on. And that is something that I've really had to address. And it's easier to spend money than to enjoy what the money can bring. Because understanding compound interest is understanding a new thing. But it really comes down to what would $100 million, $10 million, $1 million, $100,000, $500,000, what would that do for your life? But how would you enjoy the money? We get too caught up in trying to buy things and all the things we want, rather than relish the journey of money. And that's where we're at right now, is we're afraid to relish the journey of money. Because money is like money is an innovation. And how do we stay stuck in the money and things like that, and we let go of everything we've been doing? And I understand this. I've been guilty of this. But it's the outlay and, you know, the frugality of money without being a hoarder of money and a worshiper of money. It's understanding the energy of money that really, and really it's about the engaging of our inner sage. But where is the caginess within us, and where are we caged? And it's like the tiger. When the tiger or something escapes, it's always through the space of the bars. But what happens? What happens? What happens when big things enter your life? And what happens when we stop engaging in the dream and we let the world dictate to us what's happening in our lives and what everybody thinks we should do and how we should do it? And when we start talking big numbers, everybody says, oh, that's a lot of money. And how does that stop you and put you in a different way and unfocus you on where you're going? And how do we unfocus when we forget? How do we unfocus when we forget where we're going and what the dream is? And we've been, you know, life, and my life hasn't done anything, and your life stays stuck. And what happens when we're stuck in and we stay stuck right where we're at? Because we're afraid of the outlay of money. And we focus on the money we're spending rather than the money we're receiving. And how does that really intertwine with everything and become, keep us stuck in something that we've never, ever happened to us before? So when I open my eyes to this and I dance through this, what happens with me when I become free and unsettled in different things? Life starts dictating to us, and we fall into a rut. And as we're falling into this rut, we stop strutting who we are. And as we go through this, life is an energizing situation. As bold and bright as we can, we really become stuck. And what is a big number of money? And something you can do to expand out of this is for the next 21 to 30 days, spend $1,000, $2,000, or even start out by spending a penny a day and doubling the penny, and by the end of the month, you'll be spending millions and millions of dollars. And that is something else that really expands you on what a penny does, because a penny a day is like compound interest, and that is where we're at and how that all unfolds. And so when we do this, and what happens we become enamored by what has happened before us. And how do we let that happen to us? And when we do this, and life is an unsavory situation, life becomes a Groundhog's Day for another reason. And when you use the energy of money, what is the words and what do you think when you hear the word money or you start using it, I make lots of money or something like that? You start feeling sheepish in everything in the way it is. You know what happens when we start doing things and we start unloading, unleashing things and doing different things? What really happens to us when we do that? And how about the outlay of money? How does the outlay of money invoke your fears and stop you from going forward and doing different things that you really choose to do? I've done things in my life and I've always enjoyed the expansion. Ever since I started this life expanding moment. And what happens when we get stuck in yesterday? And who says we all can't have a lot of money? Because there is money for ingenuity and for what we do. And how do you use the word money and big numbers in your writings and your conversation? How does that all come forward and really become energized in a different way? So as I look forward into my life and I'm starting to move forward in it and doing different things, where does life tell me I have to stop? Where does the inertia of the world tell me I have to stop? It's my memories and my images in my subconscious mind are the ones telling me this. And it becomes an ingrained fear that we play with that is where it is. So what does things do when things never do what we do? Because we let ourselves stop ourselves. And that's where I'm really unstoppable is because I understand I stop myself. Now to expand out of that is a whole new deal. But how do I allow my memories to stop me in my tracks and flop around in the quackery of yesterday? And as I do this and I start to see life really unleash a new paradigm of the divine, I really become blessed with who I am because I'm willing to engage in what stops me. That is where it is. You got to become engaged and listen to what stops you and moves you forward. So when I choose to engage in this rebellious self, how does that rebellious self engage my self-starting self-esteem and all my boldness to win my game of life? Life opens up to everything when I'm doing this. So as I go forward and life becomes an entertaining thing, I stop the zing and the zang and do whatever happened in my life. Life is a freedom of real boldness. But when life is never a disengaging thing, life is always an engaging thing. But how does our memories stop us from engaging in anything more than what I am? So to walk forward in life, where do you feel you've been stuck and you've always had everything really not happening the way you really choose it to be? And what would $100 million buy you today? And in my books, I talk about the unleashing and unlocking, because the change and transformation, they don't engage the subconscious mind in free, emancipated, emotional energy. Instead, it just locks you up and stops you wherever you're at. But to see life expand, how does numbers and words actually play a part in it? Because words have a different meaning to everything. Just because it doesn't understand, it can also stop life from moving forward. And in my books, on my Amazon homepage, on my Amazon author's page, amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. There's books on there, and there's also CDs where people can open up to different things. But, you know, you can open yourself up when you quit listening to the memory of everything and hearing "I told you so." Because how did the "I told you so" stop you from getting where you're going? And that is something I've really, really expanded into. It's my memories that are stopping me. And the memory is the one that stops us in our tracks. But what is stopping us in our own lives? And how does it stop us from everything in our life? That is something I'm really engaging in myself now. And just so you can hear how my books open you up, this is from my book, "I Forgive Me, I'm Free." "I am a freelancing, dancing, dauntless avant-garde. Relishing prosperity as my pard excites my lightning-quick wit, setting free my thunderous truism to launch my divine white light lamp, flashing my bold beam of bright, accelerating modernism that express success. This unchains and sustains my lively, astute novel credence, expands my cowboy let's go wisdom, energize my state-of-the-art visions and restricting my iron-willed visionary to vehemently visualize my enterprising endeavors forevermore." How does that free you up and allow you to really, really really move yourself forward and really open you up to understand that life is going to go on no matter what happens with you? And it's the memory and what we taught ourselves about the grieving and all the other stuff is where we become enamored and hammered by our memories. But how do your memories play out in your life today? Well, life plays out the way you divine it out, because life never understands anything more than what's happening today. but it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't know anything more than happens today, but it's understanding what everything else goes forward in a divine right, in a divine way, because we start becoming engaged in a sagaciousness of a bright light that opens up another way for us to do what we do. But it's the big numbers of everything, and we become, when we see the numbers and the outlay of money, how do we contract and stop focusing on where we're going and how we're going? I know I do that. And that's what this show's about. It's kind of my admittance to my own encumbrances. And once you can admit to something, you can really move forward in a beautiful way. But here's the thing. But what in your life never moves forward, even though you think it does, but you never understand more than what happened in the situation? That's where I'm at in my life. I'm really starting to understand what's going on. So where in your childhood did your parents, and how did your parents do with money and things like that? So as we move forward and we understand that life is a grasping, is a entertainment of energy to expand newborn epiphanies, it's really a natural energy of revelation is what we go through, because we become ingrained with the pain rather than enamored with the brilliance of our own boldness. That is where we're at today. But when life opens up, life becomes a freedom of success. It's the forced brightness of our own night that allows us to move forward and energize everything. So when we move forward with a boldness and a brightness of who we are, how does that feel to you? And you understand the big numbers, but how do big numbers like 100 million scare you? And you think it's unattainable and stuff like that. How does that set you up for failure before you even start? And that happens to everybody. When we hear the numbers and what we desire, it's easy to think about numbers, but it's very hard to understand numbers. And that is where the expansion of everything really takes off, is in the understanding of numbers. So what is the number that scares you most about anything? And as we look at the numbers, where do we become stuck? And where do we stop dancing in the brilliance of numbers? And that's where life is becoming a flash dance of an entertainment success. And we really open up. But as we walk forward today, life becomes an brilliance, because there's colorfulness even in the darkness. Everything has a color, even darkness. It's really called, but how is that pitch black really light? And how can you see the darkness of your life as the light of your life? Because if you ask most people, when they were about as down and out as they could get and ever will be, they become the brightest of they've ever been. And what happens there, and how does that happen in a quite an extensive situation? That's where we're all at today, because we're really starting to grasp that life is never what we think it is. It's always what we never think it is. Because we're trying to make life fit into what we know rather than what we understand. And I know I'm guilty of this. So it's the unguilting of my own guilt is where I'm at. Because to be wealthy, how did you ever hear the rich, stinking rich? They're better than us because they have money. Where have you heard that? I heard that from my parents a lot. And that's what we're doing right now. We're going to unguilt the guiltiness of what's in ourselves. And it's all a self-imposed thing. All guilt is self-imposed. And that's kind of where life happens in a different way. And that's what my hypnotherapy and NLP and my NLI, my visionary vocabulary, dream sculpting, well, it's really about understanding big numbers. And the math and the luxury of having big numbers in our life and having the success of everything in our life. That is where we're at, and that's how life becomes a special situation for us all to experience. So as we go through this and we open up this new understanding of big numbers, how would it feel to sit down and buy stuff and not pay any bills but buy something and do something for $100 million. That would be the most fun there ever was and the most stuff we could ever do. So what in your life becomes really downright unsavory to you and everybody else? So what is it that you really need and really require in your life to move your life forward? So as life happens and the big numbers become, you unguilt yourself by the big numbers. So then where do we go from there? It's about the expansion of being free to realize life is fun in every way. So what is it about big numbers that scares you rather than you allow yourself to move forward? I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com/, in the phone number is 702-755-9410. And we'll be here next week, our Thursday night, with Marie Weichel. And I've also got dream sculpting and hypnotherapy and things to expand you in your daily life. So without any further ado, I'm going to say goodnight.